Good afternoon and welcome to the 16th season of live performances by talented young musicians on Valley Public Radio. This is Young Artists Spotlight. Support for Young Artists Spotlight comes from the Bonner Family Foundation and Dr. Alice Martinson and Carol Sturges. And now to the Bonner Performing Arts Studio. Here's George Mason.
The President's Quintet of California State University Fresno is a scholarship woodwind ensemble funded through the Office of the President of the University. Members receive additional support from the Fresno State Associated Students, Inc. for tours, supplies, and such. The quintet plays for university functions and special events hosted by President Castro. The quintet was founded in 1978. Coaching responsibilities have been shared over the years by the woodwind faculty, but right now Dr. Teresa Beeman, Professor of Flute, currently directs the ensemble. In previous years, the ensemble has toured Europe and Asia, and not to mention California. Dr. Beeman, please tell us a bit about this group before we hear from them, and we will have six numbers for this program.
Well, I'd like to invite everybody to their spring recital that is going to be this coming Monday, April 7th at 8 p.m. in the Wahlberg Recital Hall on the campus of California State University, Fresno. Each semester, at the end of the semester, the students will put on a program. And so this is the spring 2014 one.
And the group here has been together, you were the five members of the group, have been together for 2 years, right?
This particular ensemble, the personnel, they've all been the same people for the past 2 years. But sadly, we're saying goodbye to three of them this spring. The double reeds will continue, but we are actually actively doing auditions right now for horn, flute, and clarinet.
Okay, and for flute, and that means that our flutists or flautists, okay, it's flutist, job is quite temporary here because she will be moving on, and she will also be introducing our first number.
Hello, I'm Courtney Browning.
And from where?
I grew up in Visalia, California, and I went to El Diamante High School.
And you were telling me a bit earlier you're going to go all the way through and be a PhD maybe or a doctorate in music.
Yes, I want to get my master's and my doctorate both in music education so that I can more effectively train future educators.
Why are you playing the flute?
I chose the flute because in fifth grade, my band director at the time said, "You should not play flute." And I said, "I will play flute and I will play it well." And so that's why.
And in fact, later this half hour, 40 minutes, we'll have a solo from you. And as far as your teacher now, your teachers in recent history?
My teachers, I've actually only had Dr. Beeman, and she's wonderful. I can't thank her enough for all I've learned.
And she just looked at me, you got an A. No problem. And what is the first number we're going to be hearing here from the quintet?
Le Petit Nègre by Claude Debussy, and it was arranged by Eugene Botza.
And we have the President's Quintet from California State University, Fresno, here on this live Young Artist Spotlight.
Thank you.
The President's Quintet from California State University, Fresno. And for the next number, we also get to chat with the next member of the group, and he would be?
Bradley Rutledge.
And from where, Brad? Chowchilla, correct?
Chowchilla is correct, yes. I graduated from Chowchilla High School.
And what will we be hearing today?
We'll be playing Anton Joseph Reicha's Quintet, Opus 88, Number 1, E minor. We'll be playing the second movement, Andante Poco Allegretto.
And why the French horn?
It first started when I was listening to soundtracks for movies. Every time anything epic happened in a movie, there was always a French horn playing in the background.
That's right.
So that's what I wanted to play.
And it sounds to me like it worked. Any credits to your teachers? And part two of the question, what are your plans for the future?
I learned everything I know from Dr. Thomas Hebert at Fresno State. I've been studying with him for about 6 years now. And as far as future career goals, I hope to immediately teach at community colleges and until I'm ready to go get my doctorate.
Very good. And we just heard from the horn section of the President's Quintet from Fresno State. And once again, the next piece.
Anton Joseph Reicha's Quintet, Opus 88, Number 1 in E minor, Movement 2.
And here we are on this edition of Young Artist Spotlight.
Thank you.
Quite a bassoon part we heard there from the last piece from composer Antoine Joseph Reicha. And that's reason enough to talk to the bassoonist. We would soonest talk to the bassoonist, which we do right now, and that will be Philip Kern. Philip, a senior, and I should have mentioned, perhaps it's obvious, that each of the members here of the quintet is either a performance major or a music education major. And Philip, welcome.
Yes, thank you. I am a music education major. I graduated from Yosemite High School. I went a few years to City College, and now I am at Fresno State University, playing here in the quintet. This is my second year, and I've been studying with Larry Gardner, who is a principal bassoonist in the Fresno Philharmonic.
Oh, sure enough. And when and why did you pick up or take up the bassoon?
Well, in high school, my band director needed more bass players, and he gave me a choice of playing the trombone or the bassoon. And I thought about it, and the bassoon plays in a lot of cartoons and plays funny melodies, and I felt more attracted to that than the trombone.
I was waiting for the story that Courtney told us, that he would have told you, you'll never play the bassoon. But
No, I actually like it. It's fun, yeah.
And we're going to hear some Mozart now, right?
That's right. We're going to play Der Vogelfänger by Mozart. It is from the opera that he composed, The Magic Flute, and it is arranged by William Meredith.
Very good. And here we are again, live, Young Artist Spotlight with the President's Quintet of California State University, Fresno. In the Bonner Performing Arts Studio, we mentioned a moment ago, everyone is either a music education major or music performance major. But here we also have a double major as we move our way to the oboe section, playing each and every oboe in this ensemble. And that total would be one, by the way. And that would be
This is Tate Shoebridge. I grew up in Kingsburg, and this is my second year at Fresno State. And I've been playing oboe for about 5 years now. I'm really enjoying it, and I study currently with Rachel Aldrich, who also performs in the Fresno Phil. In high school, I went to Kingsburg High School, and I studied with Larry Balow. He actually lived a block away from me, so that was really convenient.
Right. The weather was no problem, and no excuse not to make one of the lessons. Tell us a little bit more about your double major. What is the focus in art?
So currently I'm working towards graphic design, and I also study music because I love that as well. So eventually I would like to become an art director at a museum or for some big company, Apple or Pixar, but also do music on the side.
And that sounds fascinating. What do you have for us now, which I'm sure will also sound quite good?
So next we will be playing The Humorous Bagatelles by Carl Nielsen and arranged by Clark McAllister. We will be playing four movements of this. The first, Good Morning. The fourth, Jumping Jack. The fifth, Doll's March. And the sixth, The Clock.
Tate Shoebridge, the oboist with the President's Quintet here live in Young Artist Spotlight.
Thank you.
humorous bagatelles from the President's Quintet. And now we return to Courtney here with the flute, because Courtney Browning now is going to have the chance to tell that fifth grade band teacher a thing or two, as she will have a solo for us. And that will be, oh, by the way, this is great, because the old announcer here gets to do some model railroading here for this next piece. What a treat. You have The Great Train Race. Tell us about this.
The Great Train Race is for solo flute as you don't usually hear it. It features many extended techniques on the flute. There's residual breathy double tonguing, harmonics, multiphonics. I'll be playing two notes at once. That's very interesting. And I will sing and play. I will lip bend pretty much everything you can think of.
So. We took notes. And so please, when you are ready, Courtney, we have this flute solo, a break from the full quintet. Ian Clark's The Great Train Race for solo flute, and our solo flutist was Courtney Browning, a senior, with the President's Quintet here once again on this edition of Young Artist Spotlight, live from the Bonner Studio. And we actually have two graduate students in the group. One would be the hornist, whom we spoke with a bit earlier. That would be Rutledge, but here the clarinetist, Diego. Welcome.
Hi, my name is Diego Zarate, and I'm from Merced, California. I went to high school in Buhak Colony in Atwater. I went straight into Fresno State, did my 4 years as an undergrad as a music education major, and then started my grad studies right away.
And I see the focus that you may have, or at least one of your interests, is in conducting. Is that correct?
Instrumental conducting, that's right.
Instrumental conducting. That leads me to ask perhaps the trite question. Is there a conductor, or are there two or three that, for one reason or another, particularly get your attention?
Yes, that would be my mentor, Dr. Gary P. Gilroy.
That's a very safe answer. What will we be hearing today?
We will be ending with Suite for Woodwind Quintet by Robert Washburn. Three movements include Allegro Marzial, Andante, and Allegro Con Spirito.
Very good. And here we are once again with the President's Quintet. Thank you. There we had Robert Washburn's Suite for Woodwind Quintet, Courtney Browning Flute, Tate Shoebridge Oboe, Diego Zarate Clarinet, Bradley Rutledge Horn, and Philip Kern Bassoon, the President's Quintet, and all the while their director, Dr. Teresa Beeman, was not standing up and directing them, but sitting across the studio. How did they do?
They did a wonderful job. Great job, you guys.
And are they ready for the recital?
I hope so.
The President's Quintet will be performing its spring semester recital this coming Monday, April 7th, 8 o'clock in the evening, in the Wahlberg Recital Hall on campus. As for us here at Valley Public Radio, this was our ninth of 12 programs, pardon me, for the Young Artist Series this season. So if it's the 3 o'clock hour, on the next three Wednesdays, it's another broadcast of Young Artist Spotlight, support for which comes from the Bonner Family Foundation and Dr. Alice Martinson and Carol Sturgis. This time we had a quintet with, if you will, no strings attached, but next week the Fresno Pacific University String Quartet. Research and scheduling support from Christina Herrick and B. Barman. Production for Valley Public Radio by Don Weaver. I'm George Mason, and glad you were here.